So that's Resh Nun Gimel, in the middle of Seif Aleph, page 40. V'im Nosan Bo Chaticho Chayo. So it says as follows. This is really a new paragraph. We spoke about the Hetero of Chai, raw meat. What was the law with regards to raw meat? No, it's a Shia by raw meat. What happens if you, I mentioned it maybe once. What happens if you don't, we're not talking about raw meat, but you've got, say, cholent, or say another dish that is actually vegetables, but that one of it is a raw meat item out of the whole dish. Hopefully that locha then. So I believe we mentioned it, that there's no issa. And the reason is that because once there is something there which is not going to fully cook, then the halacha is that you're not going to start stoking it. So that's actually a heter. If somebody, it would be once, it's actually you can be matir the dish very easily. If you've got a dish that really is, there's an issa shiya, and say you have no hot plate, say you have no blech, say you have no nothing, and you want this dish and you want to cook it and you don't know how to allow it. This is a dish that is not fully cooked, and it's a dish which is really the issa shiya does apply on it. So really what you could do is just put an item, a raw meat, if it's available, accessible, etc. But in principle, you could just put some raw meat in there, and therefore the Issa doesn't apply. As Shulchan Aruch says here, Vim Nosan, and if you have placed inside it, Chaticho Chayo, raw meat, Mutter, it is permitted, Ke'ilo Ha'isa Kula Chayo, as if the entire dish is purely meat. Why? The Ali Dekach, through that, Mesiach Daitu Mimeno, he takes his mind off the dish, and he's not going to stoke it. Full stop. So we're learning over here that the heter of chai is not only if it is raw meat in its entirety, but even if it is just one item in the dish is raw meat, it will be permitted. Next paragraph, as it were. V'afilu eino grufa. And even if it is not shoveled to the side, the coals have not been removed. Per shemoshcha gecholim ha'atanot, it is removed the coals from the oven, the ktumo, and it's also similarly, it's not ktumo, perish meaning shekisra gecholim be'efa, that he's covered up the gecholim, he has covered up the coals with a layer with the coating, as we mentioned yesterday. If we learned that gufa and ktumo is a heter for isashiyah, but even if it's not gufa and it's not ktumo, it's nevertheless at times mutter to do shiyah. Why? Mutter lisma echlok deiro besomuch chutzolo. What you're not is a heter of smicha. Smicha is if this is the kiro, if this is the heat place. So normally you'd put the pot over here, and that's how the dish would cook. Now smicha is if it is, as Shulchan Aruch says, mutter lisma echlok literally means leaning. Soimich, to lean, to put it right next to it. Kdero besomuch, externally, outside, besomuch lo. So if I have a dish which I place right next to the piping hot, boiling hot, kiro, the fireplace, right next to it, I lean on it, that's fine. That is fine. That's mutter. That's not, issa shiyah doesn't apply. I'm not allowed to place it on top. It's not fully cooked. Not machal ben dusoy, depending on chanani rabbonon. Issa shiyah does apply. Coals inside it. I didn't cover the coals. I didn't remove the coals. Nevertheless, I'm allowed to be soymeich. I'm allowed to place right next to it the dish, the uncooked dish, before Shabbos, because it's called smicha. Yeah.
If I understood what the kira is, then your pot is literally inside the installation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have like a flat top with a hole in it.
And yes.
Kind of put.
Correct.
Put the pot in. So, really, everything that we do these days would be close to smicha.
Not really, because you have to look where the fireplace is. Why? You mean an oven or you mean a gas?
I mean, a gas top, for example.
No, so that's because you have to look where the fire is. So, taking into consideration where the fire is, that's not where we put the top. It's not called smicha.
But the fire is only underneath the pot.
Yeah, but it's still, that's the way it's been designed. It's been designed that you put the pot there, as opposed to smicha, where you put it away. It hasn't been designed to put it. You wouldn't normally put it there. But the truth is that we can apply this heter of smicha. Rabbi said, what would you think would be a case of smicha that we would be allowed to do nowadays? That is no issa shiyah applies. No issa shiyah. Yeah. Leave our hot plate. The urn is a very good example. I think the urn is a very, very good example. If you need to warm something up before Shabbos, you've got uncooked food, whatever it is, and you want to do shehiyah better, you could put it on top of the urn, or you could put it next to the urn if that helps. And that's considered enough of, that's called smicha. It's not the regular way of placing it. And therefore it's going to be permitted. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. So smicha is muta. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Because I want to speak about Rabbi Kagan, you mentioned hot plate. So continues the Shulchan Aruch. Ve musko bekash of gvava. If now the fuel, until now, what do we speak about? What was the kira? What was the fuel inside the kira? Which was that? That's right. Gefer zeisim, which was what? Wood or what? Yeah, was made out of olive residue. Yeah, that's good fuel. Add wood or that. Now we're talking. No. What's talking? That's all fine. Everything we discussed until now was if the fuel was a gefes, olive or eitzim, or was wood. Now we're talking about different type of heating. The fire, the coals, the fuel was v'musko bekash o gvava. Kash is hay. Gvava is also very thin, as Mishnah Berurah explains. It's very thick. Yes, Mishnah Berurah doesn't explain here. It's hay. It's very few, very light, very, very. It's straw. Hey, that's right, straw. It's kash ugvava. Then mutal asher soleh afir enu guf uktuma. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch with a massive chiddush, which is actually a Mishnah Gemara, that if the fire, the fuel, was not wood, but it was kash ugvava, hey, that you're allowed to do it. Don't worry about machal ben dosoi. Don't worry about even if it's not machal ben dosoi. If it's not vushul katzaka, whatever the situation of the food may be, you're allowed to put it on the kira if the fuel was hay here on before Shabbos. Why? Pardon? Oh, why allowed to do that? So the explanation is. Why are you allowed to? So the explanation is Mishnah Berurah says Kot Yudches Mutal Asher Seleh. You're allowed to do Shehiya. Mutal Vuadin Besoicha. Even in the Kira, on top of the Kira, everything's fine. Tekim and the Kigufa Damia. It's considered as if it's Gufa. Everything has been removed. Umibodyoy Munois and Lesoicha. You've placed the food on top of it before Shabbos. Mali Toicha Mali Al Gabo. Yeah, and now why is it that kashuk vava is fine? Hafilu ainu lefisha ein bechashash chitui. You're not going to stoke it, says the Mishnah Berurah. You're not going to stoke it. Why? Shemiat shekola shalheves kolegam akacheles. Because the nature of hay is that once it has burnt, shemiat immediately shekilo shalheves, when the flame is extinguished, kolegam akacheles, its coal is also finished. There's no point stoking hay. What's the straw? There's no point stoking. It's already finished. What's the word, Chaim? It's like disintegrate. That's right. It's like there's nothing left. There's no point stoking it. As opposed to wood, and as opposed to gefes, it's very cold. It makes sense to stoke it. It's gonna rekindle. So that's why nakash ugvava is a category. That the point is that since you physically, there is no point of stoking, that's the lomdus of the heta. If physically there is no point of stoking that fuel, it's muta. Comes along Agon Reb Moshe Feinstein and Agon Reb Shlomo Zalman, Zichronim Tzadikim Livrocha. And they say, okay, now let's look at a hot plate. Which category does a hot plate go? I'm talking about without knobs. Can't stoke it. You cannot possibly stoke it. So therefore, since we're talking about without knobs, since a hot plate is something which cannot be increased and decreased in fire, the equivalent of the fuel, which is the what's called the metal element. What is that called? Yeah, the metal element. Since that is the equivalent of the fuel, that cannot be increased and decreased in heat. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein. This is categorized as kash ugevava. It's kash ugevava. What do you think? Do you like it? Not everybody does. That's a more option. And there, Rabbi Sai, if anybody uses a hot plate on Shabbos, Kodesh, people who use hot plates on Shabbos, Kodesh, which is pretty much most Eden, yeah, If you not a blech, blech we said yesterday is not is different. Put a hot plate. If you use a hot plate on Shabbos, according to Roif Poskim, the heter is because it's the equivalent of kash and gevava. It's like straw. It's something which no points to a king. That's the heter. It's not mamash considered a. It's not really. Although Reb Moshe has a bit of a swell that it might be considered gufo or ktuma, it's not really the. It's not really. It's Reb Shlomo Zalman speaks out very clearly. It's certainly considered discussion. It's certainly considered like it's straw. It's straw. You cannot. Straw is mutter. Why is straw mutter? You can't stoke it. No point stoking. Says Reb Moshe, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, that the hot plate is the same. You cannot increase and decrease its heat. So what? So the direct knock-on of that is that which hot plates are zicha also? Which hot plates are definitely also? Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They're out there, they're in the market. I don't think there's one person in the world who is mad at them. I think it's just simple. I know they're marketed, and you can say in big letters, Shabbat, plate, and with rabbinical approval. You can say whatever. I don't think there's one posik who, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. If there's a knob on it, if it is, if the heter is, like we're learning now, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Moshe, that the heter is because it's like kash ugvava, that it's something which cannot be stoked, and then it's very much because it cannot be stoked. So if you can increase and decrease, you have to have a very, very long dish of shtickle, a very long dish of shtickle to say that it's not considered stoked.
Let's say you bought one by mistake. And you covered up the knob very, very well.
Okay, so covering up the knobs. So potentially covering up would help. We'll speak about that. That's a different heter. That's about Terch Betit. That's a different heter of covering the knobs. There is conditions to that. There's serious conditions to that. You're right. I should have absolutely 100% right. But if the food is not cooked or no machban to soy or mevushkot soke, I'm just keep in mind that I'm talking about in terms of Issa Shia. Whenever Issa Shia would apply, yeah, you're right. Yeah, point taken. But you will be now again in terms of Chazorah. You will be now again for Chazorah. You will be potentially, we'll see there's a bialoch about Chazorah, when you're allowed to return hot food. And then if it's not, you'll need to be go for Ktuma. And so in terms of Chazorah. But you're all right, yeah.
How is a hot plate with knobs worse than a gas top with a blech with knobs?
Because the blech, why is it different?
Yeah, how is it?
Because the way we were matter yesterday, we explained that the way the blech works, it's considered a Ktuma. And the reason why it's considered ketuma is because by placing the blech on top of gilu das, that you don't want to bestoke it, and for a second it extinguishes, and we said that even if it after rekindles, it doesn't make a difference. Because you've done an action of covering the fire, like with a thin layer, you've covered it, and that you haven't really done. Yeah, you said, there's that tzvor of Mechzikama. Yeah, I hear. Yeah.
So,
but if there's knobs, it's hard to hear that.
Well, Carl's mind that you've got to. You've got a whole different cooking equipment to cover Shabbos.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, that is a svara. True. Is that a bit of that svara? Yeah.
And you're not going to change the knobs.
Yeah, but a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's not Mechzikim Mevashel. And once there's knobs, they say that it is more similar to Mevashel again. It is. There's an element of, you know, heating and various levels. It's problematic. It's problematic. Yeah. There is, I also want to mention before I forget, is the Chazanish's approach. Chazanish didn't like hot plates. And all the Chazanishes, what we call the Chazanishes Cheder, Chazanishes is in Karelitz and a lot of Rav Eliashiv, they didn't really like that svar of emotion, Reb Shlomo Zalman, and they were actually not so posh. They said that it's a svar. It's a completely bulletproof svar. What do you think about it? Do you think that it's really comparable? What do you think? Is it really considered? Is it really considered you can't stoke it? Turning on and off. You're saying the plug on and off. Yeah. Okay, so there is over here Misha Bialocha, which the poskim can quote. It is not a Bialocha. It's one of those Bialocha that, you know, they said that Mishnah Chofetz Chaim wrote Mishnah Berurah, and at times he wrote things. It's very interesting. That's what people say. I don't know if it's true or not. People said the Chofetz Chaim at times wrote very long Mishnah Shtiklech, which he himself says is not a Halacha. to show that it's not a liquid safe, that he was concerned that people are going to think that it's just not a liquid safe, you know, a bit of a psak here, a bit of a psak, just gathering of psakim. Which Chofetz Chaim was very, very determined that people should realize it's not just a gathering, a collection of rulings. So at times he wrote the Bi'alacha just to show very long the shtickle to see that, you know, I've learned the sugis properly. You can, you know, you can rely on the fact that he mentions this in the Akdom as well. You know, trust me, I've gone through the sugis properly, and it's not, I'm not just gathering a few psukim in there. So he says, like, at times Bi'alacha wrote such Bi'alacha, at times Mishnah Berurah wrote Bi'alacha just to like make a point that, to see the lomdus. So there's one of those, I wonder if that's one of them, because he doesn't pass Bi'alacha, but he has a Bi'alacha on the side, and he says, when he speaks about the straw, the hay, it says, Shosko Bekashu Gvova. What does he mean? It was the fuel was kashikva. Bialach is medayek. If you look in the last bialach of the page 40, hafilu eloy gufi yesh lahen the b'shasu poskim nok to loshen shezikush b'kash of gvava. He says it was heated up with kashik gvava. Mash medaya acha hesek. He says that it sounds like he makes a diuk that it sounds like shezikuhu past tense. He says the bialach is medayek that it applies that it appears that it was once hot, shesiku bekashuk vava. He was burnt. The fuel that was there was hay and straw, but it's burnt out of it, it's disintegrated. And now you're putting the food there, that's permitted, there's no chashash of shehir. But it appears that if it's still burning, burning hot, bialoch is medaik, shesiku hu, past tense, with, it was burning when the fuel was historically, with fuel which was out of straw, then it's cooled down. Then you're allowed to do shi'i on it. So the Mishmu is medayik that it sounds like if there is still a fire, if it is still very hot, even if it's out of straw, nevertheless it's also issur shi'i does apply. Shisikuhu bekashuk vava, and the Mishbi aloche is this strong svara which is medayik, and it says v'tzorich iyan. So what comes out according to this tzorichin? If we paskin like that, and Avrashiv has a strong tzad like that, what happens then? What would happen then? That if you've got a heat source, even if it is like straw, something you can't, but it's burning, burning hot, according to this bi'alachas tzorichin, it'll be also. Going back to the hot plate.
They're never that hot,
though. Your man is never, you're right. But there are some which are. Tell us, I actually went once, I saw once by a simcha, by one of the posh simchas, how quickly the peep at these hot plates that they use. I touched it, and it was, I'm saying, it is hot. At times, some hot plates are very, very hot. So, okay, so that's the bialocha. We continue with the Ramah. Okay, but the Maaseh Rabbosai, it's definitely the Minhag Yisrael. It's the minik, it's what Yidden do and have been doing for at least two generations, is that people use a hot plate, and we go probably with Shlomo Zalman, Reb Moshe's Mahalach, that it is considered kashuk gvava, never mind gufo ktum, it's kashuk gvava. It's permitted to use a hot plate on Shabbos for Shehiyah, even for uncooked food before Shabbos, because it's considered if it's straw, something which cannot be turned on and off on Shabbos. No, you don't need to. According to this, you don't need to. The additional layer is for Chazal. We'll speak about that. Amir Hashem. Yeah, because you can turn it on and off. You can make it hot. Okay, yeah. Because straw is something which you cannot stoke it. You cannot stoke it. No, you can't. No knobs, you can't. Yeah. Still burning hot. Yeah, he said there is a point still stoking. Yeah, you could. Yeah, yeah. He says that. Yeah. Sheef should also last like upon a shoshi boy. He says you don't have a heta. He says. He said you're going with a svara. Yeah. He says a svara. If you look at the last line, the b'shoshi boyer belavochi ein lo chush lechitui. Lomer lechatus calls man sheboya. He says once it goes, yeah. Yeah, I hear. That's a good svar as well. I hear that. It's a good svar. Good svar. Very, very shlak svar him. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, just to recap what we covered tonight. We learned about the halacha of chai, that chai is not only if it's the whole dish is raw meat, but even if you put chatich or chayo, that's going to be mutter and oyster she applied. We then moved on, we readdressed again gufo ktuma, and then we moved on about smicha. Smicha is mutter called to all opinions. If you're putting something close to the heat source and not in regular place, oyster she doesn't apply. Again, we then continued speaking about kashuk vava. If it's straw and hay, then there's no oyster she here, even if it's not gufo ktuma. And we said that the reason for that is because Shemiyad, Ashaleves, Shikolag Ashaleves, Kolagama Gecheles, when the flame goes off, then also the coals go off, and there's no need to stoke. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.